Today, we arrive at the second of the four annual fasts commemorating the destruction of the temple. According to the Mishnah, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz marks the end of the offering of the tamid, the daily sacrifice, as well as the breaching of the city walls. Until this point, despite the siege, the routine of temple life had continued, with the tamid as the daily offering before God. But from this point forward, as a result of the siege, there were no longer lambs left to bring to the altar, and the tamid went unoffered. This break in temple life, along with the breaching of the temple walls, must have been heartbreaking for those living in Jerusalem. The first of the four annual fasts, Asarah B'Tevet, marked the beginning of the siege. If Asarah B'Tevet marked the beginning of a prolonged end, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz indicates that the end is imminent. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is a day of sadness and despair when we are not wondering if the temple will be destroyed, but when. The Midrash of Eicha Rabbah teaches that God's own response to the destruction of the first temple was to cry. God sees the ruins, God despairs, and God weeps. The angel, Metatron, however, is uncomfortable with God's sadness. We read, "At that moment, Metatron came and fell upon his face and said before God, 'Master of the world, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Evkeh Ve'ata Lo Tivkeh, Master of the world, I will cry and you will not cry.'" It seems the angel Metatron just can't bear to see God crying. Perhaps he's uncomfortable with witnessing the being that is all-powerful and all-knowing falling to tears at the sight of the ruins. Perhaps he cares too deeply for God, and seeing God in pain brings pain to him. Whatever the reason, Metatron falls on his face and begs God not to cry. God, however, is not deterred from God's sorrow. God said to him, "If you don't let me cry now, then I will go to a place where you do not have the ability to enter, and I will cry. As it's said in Jeremiah, 'For if you do not give heed, my soul will cry in an inner chamber because of your arrogance.'" God rebukes the angel Metatron, saying, "If you don't let me cry, then I will just separate myself from you and cry elsewhere, where you won't have the ability to reach me." Later in the Midrash, God similarly rebukes the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "I am like a person who had only one son and made him a chuppah, and he died on his wedding day at the chuppah. And you have no pain for me or for my sons. Go and call to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe from their graves, because they know how to cry. Shehem yodim livkot." Just as with Metatron, God rebukes Jeremiah, saying, "If you can't cry with me, then I'll go cry with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, because they know how to cry. They know how to grieve." While in these Midrashim, Metatron and Jeremiah seem to shy away from tears, God's response to despair is to weep. Metatron and Jeremiah's discomfort with tears is all too familiar. Often we are uncomfortable when we cry, and we are uncomfortable when other people cry. When we cry, we look away, we feel embarrassed, we apologize for ourselves. But God is not apologizing here. God is saying, "You either get comfortable watching me cry, or I'll take my presence elsewhere." When other people cry, we struggle for where to look, how to respond, what comfort to offer. Neither Metatron nor Jeremiah know how to be with God in God's sadness. Rabbi Kolonimus Kalman Shapira, writing during the time of the Warsaw Ghetto, teaches us how. The Midrash understands the verse from Jeremiah to describe what happens when God cries. God goes to God's innermost chambers in God's hidden place. Rabbi Kolonimus Kalman Shapira teaches that when we learn Torah, we can enter into that secret place of God's, the inner chambers, and there we can be close with God. He writes, "It is the Holy One who is crying within the inner chambers, and whoever presses himself closer to God through Torah is able to weep there together with God and also to learn Torah with God." Not only should we not turn away from God's crying, Rabbi Shapira suggests that by learning Torah, we can access God's hidden places and weep together with God. Neither we nor God need to be alone in our tears. When we cry, we have the potential to draw closer to God. Rabbi Shapira continues and teaches about the difference between grief that we experience on our own and grief that we share with God. He writes, "V'zeu achiluk, this is the difference. The pain and grief he suffers over his own situation alone, in isolation, can break a person. He may even fall so far that he becomes immobilized by it. But the crying that a person does together with God makes him strong. He cries and is strengthened. Boche umitchazek." According to Rabbi Shapiro, when we experience suffering and sorrow on our own, when our tears stay locked up in the misdarim, our hidden places, this pain can break us. But when we share this pain with God, we are not only not alone in our tears, but in fact, our tears make us stronger. Grief is transformed from being something internal that draws the whole body concaving inward into something shared externally that pulls us out of ourselves, connects us to God, and strengthens us. These past 9 months have been filled with immeasurable grief. In some ways, for some people, that which is tamid or constant, the daily routine and offerings of our life have moved forward in the midst of a heart-shattering war. In other ways, though, the comfort and rhythm of the tamid has been broken. There are so many people for whom there has been an irrevocable rupture, and life will never be the same. There is no longer a tamid that can be brought forward. If we have gained anything from these past months, I hope that it is a deep sense of knowing that there is strength in coming together, to cry, to grieve, to rage, and to support one another. May the Shiva Asar B'Tammuz remind us of the importance of allowing ourselves the space to cry and to witness the tears of another. Today, when our sadness breaks us open, may we come together in communities and across communities to find strength in one another so that tomorrow we may reapproach the altar once again.